Welcome to the Motherhood Journey. I am so glad that you're here. This is a space where we allow the daily joys and the tough moments to shape us and build us into the beautiful and powerful women that God originally designed us to be. Let's walk this out, mamas. Let's enjoy the journey of motherhood and see it as the blessing that it is. Hello, sweet mamas. Welcome back to the Motherhood Journey. I am popping on to say a little announcement or tweaking of last week's episode just before you dive into this one that I've already recorded. I just noticed that myself listening back to the podcast last week when I was talking about body image and your body changing with children, I had referenced a line that I don't even believe in. And so I just want to hold integrity in what I say and make sure I'm sharing the truest message of what I believe God is caring about. So I'm coming back to just fix that. I referenced something about our bodies being torn apart by babies. And it was such a quick passing line, but as soon as I said it, I was like, darn it, but I didn't catch it beforehand, and I don't really edit these podcasts, so that's why I'm adding this in. But I just want to share to the mama who wants children and might want more children but is afraid that it will quote unquote tear your body apart, because that's just a common phrase that's used in our society. And I just want to be a voice here saying that that does not have to be a reality. I really do respect and understand that every woman's bodies react differently to being pregnant and childbirth, and some women will have stretch marks and some won't. Some women might have issues with their pelvis or have back pain, and those are realities that different women experience. And I've experienced all sorts of things through my pregnancy, birth and postpartum, but I can say confidently that I am about to finish my 20s. I'm turning 30 this year, and I've had 4 kids, and my all the insides of my body, every part of that hold me up and carry me along, I don't know how to explain it, are all perfect. I don't feel at all that I've been torn apart, and that's why I really regret referencing that. Is my body completely different now to before I had kids? Yes. And I have stretch marks all over my tummy and my breasts, and I have things here and there going on, but my body is strong and it is healthy. I have no pelvic issues. I don't have any long-lasting issues from being pregnant and birth. And so I know some women do, and I recognize that's a reality, but that is not everyone's reality. And I really want to encourage you, if you have it on your heart to keep having children or to even have children and you're worried of how it'll impact your body, I just want to be a voice that says, go for it and trust God and do certain things intentionally to build up your pelvic floor and build up your body strength and your overall health to be able to go through the magnificent journey of creating a life and birthing a life and carrying a life. But I just want to break that stereotypical thought that having children rips up your body, because it doesn't. And it impacts your body, but I believe it brings your body to a place that it was always meant to be. I feel like my body before children was quite a little girl body, even in my young adulthood. And now I look at it, I'm like, I actually have hips. I actually have a pelvis that's wider. And I have weight on my stomach and on my thighs that I never had, that I think are healthy. And when I'm ready to, if I want to, I can just be exercising and working on my body to be more toned. But it's just not worth not going after life and creating life. And I also think it's really important to reframe what we see as beauty in a woman's body. I think if your body holds life and shows signs from it afterwards, it is the most beautiful thing you can do and display to the world of what your body is. It's just your flesh, and it is truly actually the holy temple of the Lord. And if he's calling you to create a life, use your holy temple for such a worthy cause as that. Secondly, I just wanted to do a second shout out for my newsletter. If you do want to be part of that, I'll put a link below. I mentioned at the end of the podcast, and you can also send me your email on Instagram or check out that link on my Instagram profile in my links. It's really fun to be able to connect with you guys in the newsletter, and I share a little bit at the end of this podcast of what I'm going to be sharing in this week's newsletter. Alrighty, I'll let you guys jump into the podcast. Hello, sweet mamas. Welcome to the Motherhood Journey. You are joining me as I clean up my house, baby strapped on me, and my kiddos running around. So let's see if me, the crazy person, thinks that I could record a podcast in this setting. Let's see. But I think with our rush off to ballet this afternoon and things we need to do in town, this is the way it's going to be today. Welcome. I thought I would bring you a little fun episode and talk to you about Easter. Easter is coming up this next weekend, and I thought it'd be fun to share a few things we do in our house for Easter. Now, I know that within the Christian sphere, there is controversy. Should we celebrate Easter or not? And in our household, we do celebrate Easter. We make it all about Jesus and his death and resurrection and the beautiful historical events that occurred around that time. And we really love it. I have not been personally convicted to not celebrate Easter, but I also don't know much about it. So if you wish to enlighten me, you can feel free to go ahead. And I'm always wanting to be convicted in what is truth and follow God in the best way that I can. But for now, we celebrate Easter and we love it. And I find, I find that Easter and Christmas are just such wonderful times to really zone in and teach our kids very specific things about, obviously, Christmas, about the power and purpose of Jesus' birth, and Easter, the power and purpose of his death and resurrection for us. I really love that because we're teaching our kids about God every day of the year, but I feel like to have a set aside time of Easter to really dive hard into this specific topic. And it's something they're already super passionate about because they love Easter, they love holidays and celebrations. And to be able to share the depth of what is going on and even use the things that we do at Christmas or at Easter, like giving presents or having Easter eggs, to be a further way to explain and share and enjoy the gospel with our children is just makes it all way too easy. So we are doing a few little fun things. I have been teaching the kids through school an Easter unit, which I can share the link in the description. It's just a cheap one that I got off Etsy, which I get so much homeschool content from. So let's just dive into it. We're going to have a few little kitty voices in the background, which is always fine because, you know, we're mums. That's what our life is. So we've been doing this really cool unit for homeschool and we have been going deep. I love my kids getting older. It's so fun. We've been able to go through kind of what happened historically in that time with, like, talking about Palm Sunday and then just talking about the importance and significance of what went on there and the honor of Jesus being on the donkey with their coats laid down and all of the people calling out, hail, hail this man, praise God pretty much. He is so worthy of honor. And then we talk about the Last Supper and the Passover and what it even means to have that time of communion and how we do communion because our family does communion as a normal thing together. And then we got to talk about, obviously, Jesus going to the garden, praying before God, then in front of Pontius Pilate. And yeah, we mix between doing that unit study and also just reading from different Bible passages. But my church right now is doing a devotional through the Bible app called Holy Week. And I've been reading that Bible passage to the kids just while they eat their breakfast in the little like 5-second devotion that goes with it. And so it's going into depth into even more aspects that have to do with Easter. So it's just really fun. I feel like, especially my daughter who's 6, is able to just ask the coolest questions and really try and start understanding all the different things that are happening. And it's just beautiful. We're also memorizing this Bible verse from church because they get the kids from kids' church to do a Bible verse. And right now it's we will seek the Lord and find him when we seek him with all of our heart, something like that. Ask her, she'll know better than me. But yeah, and I think it's just so beautiful because this is such a rich time of talking about the Lord. We try and include Jesus in everything that we do. Like, he is so not a Sunday thing or just the morning devotions thing. He's brought into every discussion. We are praying for healing whenever anyone has the smallest alert. They run over to us and they're like, pray for me, and we'll just be like, put our hands and be like, in the name of Jesus, be healed. And it's awesome. But they also now cannot move on from life, even if it's the littlest bump. They're like, you have to pray for me. So we'll be like, in Jesus' name, be healed. And then they're like, okay, I can leave now, I can keep going. Very cute. But it's just been so fantastic to have this time where I'm able to teach the kids in a more of a timeline kind of version of what went on. And because it's with this little activity book, they do an activity sheet while I read like two or three paragraphs on this pretty little kid sheet. And then we dive into our own authentic questions about it. And it's honestly really short, but because it's continual, sorry, that was my sink draining, I was just doing dishes. Because it's continual over the last 2 weeks now, in just little ways here and there, the kids are really growing and grasping some of these concepts about Jesus and his death. And I really believe explaining, especially to children, Christ's death and resurrection, this unit study also has the Lamb of God and understanding that concept of how they used to sacrifice lambs and that Jesus is the perfect lamb. Like, teaching concepts like that to kids is really full. Like, there's a lot going on. Like, their brain doesn't understand. Like, but why did he have to die? And do I need to die? And do we need to kill lambs? And why did he say, why did you forsake me? And what does it mean? Did he go down to hell? My daughter's like, did he go down to hell in between those times? Like, what does it mean he brought back the keys, the key of life? Or I forget now, what was it, the keys of Hades or the keys of, one of, it's whatever that passage is that we talked about. And then we get to talk about, like, we had this huge discussion about the authority of Jesus and how God gave the authority to Adam and Eve when he created the world. Then they gave it back to Satan. One sec, Kai Kai, I'm just talking about Jesus. And you can cuddle me while I'm talking. And then they gave it back to Satan when they ate the tree. And then when Jesus came and died, he took that authority back and has now said, I give my authority to you as people. Which I don't think you'd be able to get down, Kai Kai, which is really cool. So anyway, it's just incredible, the discussions we've been able to have. And I thought it'd be fun to share that and share it with you. So what we're going to practically be doing on the few days leading up to Easter, just to help it be a time of celebration for our family and going deeper into Jesus alongside our last 2 weeks sprinkling into homeschool alongside maths and English and all that, we are going to be doing that kind of Last Supper communion idea on Thursday night before Friday. Have communion together after dinner. It'll probably be like just bread and some water or just something really simple. And then after we do that, we're going to, on Friday morning, I'll make some hot cross buns, which is fun for me because I always do hot cross buns on Easter Sunday because that's the time of celebration and I'm like, they're so Eastery. But I wasn't connecting the symbolism and importance of them. And they have the cross. So how cool that we can eat hot cross buns as a family, read that Bible passage with the kids of Jesus' death, and then show the kids that, sorry, they're my chickens in the background, show the kids that we honor and like bring ourselves in reverence to the fact that Jesus died for us. But we don't leave it there. So after we have that breakfast, we'll do our normal day. And then Sunday we have Easter eggs, which again, I used to get my kids bunnies. And now I'm like, no, I want to get them that big hollow egg. And so I got each of them, they have Easter surprises every year. And I got them like some that fun, pretty straw, colorful egg straw. And then nest straw, I mean. And then I got them one big egg each. Big is like, it's like the $3 Cadbury egg that's like probably middle size. It's not like an adult egg. And then I just got them some little small ones around it. And then I'll print off some Easter craft for them to do about Jesus around it and do a big happy Easter poster because that's what I like to do. But not do hot cross buns because we already did the death and now we're about the resurrection. We're about the new life that an egg symbolizes. An egg symbolizes not only new life, like a chicken egg, but it also symbolizes that the tomb is now empty. There's just so much depth in this, guys, that you could use to authentically share with your kids. So I know we're getting close to Easter, but if you hear this and you're like, yes, I want to bring all these fun things in, start today. Like, start just diving into some of those concepts. Find coloring sheets on each thing and then you talk while they're coloring, or find an activity book, like I've said, there's so many on Etsy that are really pretty and fun. Read from the kids' Bible, whatever you want to do, read from the adult Bible like I've been doing with the kids in the morning. Like, there's so many fun ways you can really break down some of these big concepts. And I think if our kids are learning from the get-go, like Kai's too, learning that Easter holds significance to us and the death and resurrection is the core of our belief, and it is incredibly powerful, both supernaturally, well, it's all supernatural, isn't it? But I mean more in the power sense of like the earthquakes and the curtain, like the curtain splitting. We got to talk about the curtain splitting and what the Holy of Holies is in the temple and how we now have, now we're the temple and we have the Holy Holies inside of us and God has nothing blocking us from the Holy. How flipping cool are these concepts? And they're all being brought up to talk in depth because we've chosen to go through Easter the Easter story and parts of the Easter story. So that's really cool. And anyway, we'll go to church on Sunday and we have other fun things. We've got a really cool event in our town to have sourdough pizzas and an Easter egg hunt on Saturday afternoon. So there's so many fun things sprinkled in there, family time after church and stuff. But I'm so excited to see what they learn in church because our church is so cool and teaches our kids in such authentic ways with the Holy Spirit. But yeah, it's just really fun and I just feel super excited to have that coming up the next few days and the discussions that have already happened with our kids. I really feel like it breaks it away from just being a holiday where you just receive so much on that morning of chocolate and jumpy castles and exciting things and everything's awesome, to still enjoying those things, but your kids growing from such a young age of the depth of what these things mean. And as we continue to sprinkle it on them, as they grow and grow and grow, of course it's beyond their understanding. Of course it's bigger than them right now. But it's creating these foundational things that when they start get to those ages, like even Hazy is, she goes, oh, that's what it means. Oh, this is this. So I just think it's super beautiful and powerful. I hope some of this can encourage you guys of what you're doing with your families. I'm sure you guys would have such fun traditions and family things. And we've honestly done something different every year. This is the first time we're kind of using more symbolism in the things we do, like hot cross buns and eggs, and kind of doing intentional things each day to symbolize Easter. Maybe that's what everyone already does and it's normal. We've just had years where we've come together with our family, extended family, and done communion together. We've always read the Bible story to the kids in the morning, but I think it's kind of special to follow what happened traditionally on that Holy Week before Easter and just be remembering how incredibly good our God is. Have a great week, mummers. I am really glad I got to chat to you guys about this today. I was going to include it in our news week because I write it a week early, but then I realized you will all be receiving the email on Monday after Easter. So I have other fun stuff in there. Remember, if you want to be part of that newsletter, I'll include the link below, although I don't know if it's clickable, to submit your email straight in. But you can also go on Instagram. My links on my profile have one for the podcast, one for this newsletter, or you can just message me your email. And I would love to keep sharing with you guys. I think this week, the one that's going to come out to you is a little vision God gave me of what I can use for nervous system regulation when I'm getting overwhelmed with the kids. Just something personal from my God time. I've obviously got meals of the week and photos from our life that week and just a little more in-depth stuff in Jesus and in motherhood to share with you guys. Have a great week. If you enjoyed tuning in today, subscribe here and connect with me over on Instagram where you can DM me or find my email as I'd love to connect deeper and pray with you.